And that was Glenn Ford. You're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM. And as we're going to be talking shortly to Tony Leah of Local 222 of Unifor. And it's the Oshawa GM local. It's very important story. And I hope people are following. The Toronto Star wrote an editorial recently, actually, on the 16th of June, but they don't seem to be following. They said, let's keep GM jobs in Canada. They're worried that whether or not there's going to be an expansion of the plant or a new product. However, now that the local has begun to really speak up, and the Unifor Union to make more noise about the potential crisis, the Star hasn't actually been following that closely. So that's why we're following. That's why you're listening to CIUT, so that you will know more about what is actually taking place. And it is of great significance. I think Tony Leah is with us now. Are you there, Tony?
Hi, Phil. I'm here.
Tony Leah is the coordinator of the Union Awareness Campaign. By the way, Tony, I think Union Awareness is right at the core of this. I was just telling our listeners that the Toronto Star wrote an editorial on the 12th of June in which they expressed concern that maybe General Motors was being rather high-handed in the way it's behaving, but there's been your local and your union have begun to express clear, detailed arguments about why this must be addressed now. You have, for example, as I understand it, a contract coming up, perhaps it's as early as this fall. And your local, as I read a statement by Colin James, the president of local Unifor Local 222, and Greg Moffitt, chairperson, GM unit, they say that they will not sign any contracts unless there is a commitment from General Motors to a new product. Am I right about that?
That's right. And
that sounds like a serious, that's throwing down the gauntlet to GM. Tell us why this is necessary.
General Motors has been playing a really dirty game for the last couple of years. They have not allocated any new product to our plant, and it's been systematically downsized, and they've taken away one vehicle after another and cut the workforce that was one time 17,000 members down to about 2,500 members now. And every time we talk to them about getting a new product to keep the plant going, they say, oh, we can't talk about that until negotiations, which is September of this year. At the same time, they're building new plants in Mexico. They're building new plants in China. They're allocating future vehicles to those plants, and they say they can't talk to the workers in Oshawa. And what is really infuriating is that when they were on the verge of bankruptcy in 2009, the Ontario government, the Canadian government, invested $10.8 billion to help them get through that crisis, financial crisis. Since then, they've returned to profitability. They're making billions of dollars in profits. They have the resources to reward their executives. The president of GM just got an increase of 77% in 1 year to $28 million a year. They've got money for that. They've got money for building new plants.
How many cars does he build?
And the people that actually build the cars come last.
Well, by the way, they've imposed on you a tier system for your wages, right? He's got a negative income device for your side of the ledger, where some make a lot less.
Yes, and that was basically blackmail by not just GM, but with the support of governments back in 2009, saying that there would be no investment in GM, there would be no GM was a threat to us unless as a union, we agreed to accepting big cuts in our benefit package, giving up cost of living for our retirees, reducing benefits, and then also having to agree to basically contract workers that have worked in our plant for some of them up to 10 years.
10 years?
At the demand of the corporation, this corporation, which is now making money hand over fist, insists that they have the right to have people building cars for $10 or $15 an hour less than the other workers, and with no pension, and with very few benefits, and with really no seniority rights. And they've insisted on that for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's somebody has to ask them, how much money do you have to make before you can pay people what they deserve to make for the work that they're doing, for mm-hmm. creating those profits for you? Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do in Oshawa right now, ahead of negotiations, is raise awareness of these issues and build support from our community, from the people that depend on that investment in the Oshawa community and the area around there, that we'll all lose if GM can pick up their ball, which we have basically given to them, and take it to Mexico or somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's the campaign that's going on now in Oshawa. And it's really kind of exciting when you take the chains off people and let them get out there and express their feelings and start to mobilize. It can spread like wildfire. We have our members now who are posting lawn signs talking about the issues and, you know, hand-lettered signs, and they're spreading all over the city. And, you know, people are waking up and paying attention. I think some of our retirees are going to have some banners raising the issues, standing on the bridges over the 401, so commuters going back and forth can see them. But
well, I notice you've also moved the mayor, who's named John Henry. You couldn't find a mayor with a better name for this struggle. John Henry is the most famous laboring person in American and Canadian folklore.
The mayor and the entire city council are supporting our effort because they know what it'll mean to the community if GM pulls out.
So the Ontario government and the Canadian government and of course city governments and your union should be saying, you cannot go. We gave you money, and you're going to have to create jobs here and a new product right before this contract.
That's what
they should agree with the position of Local 222.
Absolutely, the local council, the mayor have been terrific, but. We only have heard platitudes from Kathleen Wynne and Justin Trudeau, and they have the ability. They're supposed to be acting on our behalf. They invested money in this project, and we want them to step up and protect that investment by leaning on GM to maintain vehicle production in Oshawa, where it started over 100 years ago.
Yes, a historic plant.
Yes.
Well, we're very grateful for all this. People can go to facebook.com/GM Oshawa Matters. And it's also on Twitter, #GM Oshawa Matters. Tony Leah, thank you very, very much for speaking out about this. And we hope we can talk to you soon and maybe have some good news for us.
Thanks for this, Phil.
Okie doke. Bye-bye. You're listening to Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And I'm Phil Taylor.